Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Now, back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's talk about the economy with Breitbart's John Carney. John Carney's been on vacation for a while. So, John, what did you miss? The Fed's not going to cut interest rates. That's there. Data coming in was kind of mixed. I don't know. Wrap it down. I'm sure you were watching the world, even though we couldn't get you on the air. What's happening?
Yeah, well, I was very happy that, you know, while I took some time off, I was in the great free state of Florida for a little while, enjoying some sunshine, but that Jerome Powell decided to, you know, fill in for me and do the job of telling everybody that the Fed is not going to cut interest rates for quite a long time.
Right.
And that, in fact, there's a risk that the Fed is actually going to have to raise rates. And you're starting to hear that from not Jerome Powell directly, but from other Fed officials. They're hinting, hey, guys, you've priced out, you know, any chance of a rate hike. You shouldn't do that. That's still a risk. And we're not cutting anytime soon.
Well, I've been talking about that every time. Been talking about that. Interestingly, the stock market is slumping a little bit. Bonds are up to, 460, a little higher than that. It's funny, except for these futures markets. I don't know. Does anybody care? Does anybody really expect this? I mean, it was such a crusade. You know, you helped puncture that rate cut bubble. I don't see any catastrophe now that the Fed's come out and said. I guess one of the interesting things is maybe Alex Marlowe, somebody was writing this in your absence, but the Fed models are always wrong. I mean, that's here right. They go again, right? At the end of last year, they were looking for slow growth, lower inflation, and a bunch of rate cuts. So now we're all right. Now we're in mid-April. But I mean, the handwriting on the wall by the at least end of February, early March, was that, first of all, the economy is holding up. The Atlanta Fed is looking for 2.9% in the first quarter, right? And inflation rates come in about 4.5% annually in the first quarter, and they're not going to cut rates. I mean, so the whole model, whatever it is, 500 equations, was wrong just over the last couple months.
That's right. They got it really wrong. Remember, they were in the camp last year with everybody else, frankly, except for a few of us, who said that we were going to have a recession last year. So they thought we were having a recession last year. They got over that, but they still thought that growth would slump enough and that inflation would fall enough that they would be cutting quite a few times this year. They've moved away from that. So the models have been very, very wrong. They're missing something. Frankly, a lot of the indicators that a lot of us used to look at have been very wrong. I think there's something important about the indicators being wrong and about the Fed being wrong. What it's telling you is that the economy is not operating as it had, at least since the financial crisis. Mm. So we were in an era from, say, 2009 to 2020 that was, you know, sort of a low growth, low inflation era. We're out of that. The economy is growing faster. That's one of the reasons, frankly, that even though the Fed isn't going to cut, that the stock market hasn't crashed, because we're still growing at a very strong nominal growth rate. That's good. And even in a real growth rate, you know, as you said, the Atlanta Fed says we're growing 2.9% pace in the first quarter. That is going to be good for stocks. The one reason we've had a slump this week is, frankly, as you get the 10-year getting back up towards 5%, and I do think it's going to go to 5% or higher, then that actually creates competition for stocks. Because if you can get a 5% return with a safe bond, then, you know, the average return of 8% in stocks doesn't look as attractive. So you start to get some pullback in the stock market. But frankly, the growth rate is one of the things that's keeping the Fed from cutting. And that's, you know, that the profits are going to keep growing. Profits are the mother's milk of the stock market, as a great man has said many times.
I mean, it is profits and profit margins. You're quite right. I don't even know if they have profits in their models, because Fed people never talk about that. The other thing, John Carney, I'm looking at, let's see, April 19th, is that yesterday? Co-author John Carney, Alex Marlowe, Americans Hate Bidenomics. Earlier this week, a New York Times Siena poll found that more than half of voters believe Joe Biden's economy is poor, and a mere 4% said that things are excellent. If you are in this 4%, please contact us so we can interview and ask you how you drew that conclusion and where you procure your hallucinogens. Very good. But the Trump trial and other things has not diverted the basic point. Americans hate Bidenomics.
That's right. Look, my joke is that the 4% all work for people who are busy prosecuting Donald Trump right now, because that is a great economic situation to be in. It's a full-time employment. You know, they come up with a new charge every week. People are, you know, are not being distracted by the trial. They do not like Bidenomics. One of the reasons is because the economy did really well under Donald Trump, where we had a very good growth rate, but we had very, very low unemployment, just like we do now, but we didn't have the inflation problem. So people are, it's driving liberals crazy. They say, how can people be so upset at the economy when unemployment's so low? Well, yeah, we've had low unemployment before and we didn't have inflation. So the economy was objectively better during Donald Trump pre-pandemic. And people say Joe Biden ran on fixing things. They look around and things are a mess. And so they say, you didn't live up to your promises. We don't like your economic management. And they know that he doesn't have their long-term interest at heart. He's not the long-term interest of every American is to grow the economy. That is not Joe Biden's vision for America. It has nothing to do with growth. He wants to meet Green New Deal, international globalist ideas about how to address climate change. He talks about from the bottom up and the middle out, but that's just a meaningless slogan. Everybody sees that. Now, he's never done anything to affect that. He's really living up to Democratic left-wing special interest ideals.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.
By the way, the bottom quintile, the bottom 20%, had the single best pay raise under the Trump tax cuts. Just saying. That's what the numbers show. John Carney, what was I going to ask you? The other point is, you see all these stories, like jobs have been rising. Okay, jobs have been rising. But all these stories that foreign-born workers are outstripping native-born workers by a lot. Now, there's supposedly legal jobs. That could just mean that the illegals coming across got work permits and visas from Biden. But in the last 45 seconds, what do you make of that story? Foreign-born workers outstripping native-born workers for jobs.
I think it's one of the reasons that Americans aren't reacting more positively to the job growth we've had, because it's not actually going to Americans. It's going to these people who are coming across the border. They used to be illegal aliens, but you can hire them all now because Joe Biden is giving out work permits like, you know, like Willy Wonka giving out golden tickets, right? It's just you can get one. You've got a golden ticket to the American economy.
Yeah, I think you're right. We have to do more work on that, but I suspect you're right. And I suspect there's a downward wage impact for a lot of the lower skilled jobs. Anyway, John Carney of Breitbart, thanks so much. Folks, we're going to take a break. And the other side of the break, we're going to talk to Kash Patel, who's going to explain to me what exactly Israel did. I'm not sure.